Amen. Praise God. You know, I was thinking about just how good God is. I just begin to think on the Lord. You know, in the midst of all that's going on in the world, and you know that it's just so much, and every time we turn on the TV or the radio or just whatever, we can just see the people are protesting, and rightfully so, because it's so much disparity and different things in our country alone. But I begin to think on just how good God is. And in the midst of all that's going on, even in the entire world, and the fact that God sits high and he looks low, yet God is still in control. That's a lot to praise him for right there. And you know, the fact that God is still faithful concerning his promises to us, that we can look to him for help, and he hears our prayer. Amen. How great thou art. That this song we sing, how great thou art. I've asked the question, how big is God? And I want to answer that. He's bigger than all creation. Let that sink in. Think about it. God was here before anything else was here. God is bigger than all creation. That's awesome, awesome, and awesome. Even that word awesome is not sufficient enough for how great God is. Amen. So I would like to turn your attention to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verses. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 13 and 14. And it reads, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor, who's been his counselor? Who's taught him? With whom took he counsel? Who did he ask? Before even the world was formed. And who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment? And taught God knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. He didn't need anybody, because he's just God all by himself. Think about this. This is that great God. I'm talking about the true and living God, the eternal God, the sovereign God. Hallelujah. He is so big, as we say, we can't go around him. And he's so high, we can't go over him. And yet he's so low, we can't go underneath him. But praise God, he makes himself small enough to live in our hearts. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. See, God is the only being in the universe that possesses independence from the creation. Because I don't care what other gods arise, they have to say that they weren't able to create anything. It was already here. Praise God. Listen, God is the creator. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So Genesis 1 tells us that. There are no limits to God's freedom. He's free to do whatever he wants to do. God is unlimited in his existence. You see, there's no beginning, and he has no ending. But God will continue to exist forever. God is God all by himself. Give God a praise right there. Listen, God asked Job, when Job was going through his trials and tribulations and he lost everything he has, and after a while, Job was kind of looked like he was blaming God. But yet, God asked Job, so Job, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? And declare it if thou can has any understanding. In other words, speak up, Job. Let me know if you got the answer to that. Where were you? He also asked him, he said, have thou commanded the morning since thy days? Since you've been living, have you caused the dawn to spring forth at the right time in the right place? These are just a few things that God asked Job. Oh, he asked him a number of things. But where were you, Job? My God, that's something to think about. Amen. Now drop down with me in the same chapter, Isaiah 40, and drop down to the 28th through the 31st verses. It reads, Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. You can't figure God out. Praise God. We just take God at his word. Hallelujah. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary. But my God, we praise God that the Bible tells us he neither slumbers, he doesn't sleep. But praise God, he is with us and understands all the time. Listen, even the strongest people, they get tired at times. But God's power, think about it, and his strength, they never diminish. He never loses power. He never loses the strength. He is never too tired or too busy to listen to our heart's cry that he will send help. No matter what you and I are going through troubled times, and God knows we're living in critical troubled times, but we can call him up, as we like to say, and tell him just what we want. Praise God. The line is never busy. You can get a prayer through to God. All you need is faith and come to him. The Bible says he will in no wise cast you out. Praise God. Listen, we've come this far by faith. We're leaning and depending on God. Oh, no, as the song says, we can't turn around now because we have come too far. We have cried too many tears. We have prayed too hard. Hallelujah. We are living that we may live again. So if you get to the end of your rope, and I like the way our pastor that we were reared under, this is how he said it. He says, when you get to the end of your rope, tie the end in a knot and hold on for dear life. Hold on by faith. I like that. Praise God. We can't let go. We can't turn around now. We are not going to look back. But praise God. God is awesome. The 29th verse says, he giveth power to the faint. Are you weak tonight? Are you having trouble to just be able to stand and can't see your way clear? Listen, he says he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases the strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. He gives power. He gives us power to stand. He gives us power to go through and see what the end's going to be. He gives us power to withstand the things that the enemy may throw in our way. He gives us power to stay joyful. He gives us power to look up and look to the hills which come at our help, because help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. God gives us power to stand, because he told us, after you've done everything to stand, continue to stand. To stand on what? But to stand on the word of God. And not only that, he gives us strength. He will increase our strength. In other words, I like to think about it like this. He will give us that spiritual B12 shot. I don't know about you, but I need that shot. Every now and then I say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. And I'm sure if the truth be told, you will say the same thing. We need you, Lord. I need just a little more strength to run this race. So I encourage you, stay in the race, because the race isn't given to the swift, and neither is it given to the strong, but it's given to them that endure till the end. So don't look back, but we need to look up. Praise God. David recognized the omnipotence of God. He understood he was omniscient and he's omnipresent. In other words, he knew that God had power. His all power is in him. And he knew that he was an all-knowing God. David realized that he was omnipresent. That means he is God is everywhere at the same time. I don't know if I told you my topic, but I guess you could figure it out by now. All I'm doing is talking about God. So I say to you, let's talk about God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're here to lift him up, to give God the praise that's due his name. And when David saw that God has all this power, and he says, where can I go? And you know, if I make my bed in hell, if I get there, God is there. But if I take the wings of the morning and I fly to the utmost parts of the world, but God is still there, then David reached a conclusion. He said, such knowledge is just too wonderful for me. It is high above me. In other words, I cannot attain to it. I can't reach it. I can't figure it out. I can't comprehend it. Hallelujah. It's too great for me. The word of God, but God himself is above human comprehension. You can't figure God out. We just accept him. Hallelujah. No wonder David asked the question, what is man that God should be mindful of him? I mean, or the son of man that he should even visit him? But God is good. I praise the Lord. He is love. That's what the word says. God is love because he so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. His name is Jesus. So whosoever would believe in him, we don't have to perish. Hallelujah. But we can have life everlasting because God is God. Can I talk about God tonight? Can I tell you a little more about him? Our God is sovereign. He is the ruler over all. And not only that, he is God of us all. And he lives in us. The Bible said, in God we live and we move and we have our being. Our God, he's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and he's the last. He's the beginning and the end. How big is God? He's bigger than all creation. Can we talk about him? Hallelujah. Let me tell you a little bit more. As I was thinking and meditating on how good God is, he has given us his promise. See, God is not slack, the Bible says, concerning his promise. Praise God. And there's no shadow of him turning or changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We just got to tap into his goodness. We got to tap into his word, stand on his word, how to live by his word, rest in him. Hallelujah. Because when we find that refuge place where God's talking in Psalms, the 46th chapter, the first verse, it said God is our refuge. Oh, yeah, not going to be, not perhaps. He is our refuge. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Not only refuge, he gives us strength. That's that word again. God gives us strength. He gives us power. No matter what we're going through, I say you can stand. The word says we can stand. We have his promises. So that's one promise. Another promise. God promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. Hebrews 13 and 5, that's where you will find that. You can read more about that. Here's another promise. He said that where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, he promised to be in the midst to bless the needy one. Do you have needs tonight? I do. Hallelujah. Are you one in the midst that say, God, I need you to rain down the blessings upon me. I need you to touch my life. I need you to give me more strength. I need that spiritual B12 shot. Hallelujah. Reminded of the promises of God. And then also, one of the other promises, and we have so many promises. I mean, there are thousands of promises in the Word. I only picked out a few because I only have but a few minutes. But one of the promises, you can find it, Matthew's 18 and 20. He promises he promises about our finances. He's made promises on our finances. And the scripture I just gave you, Matthew's 18 and 20, has to do with gathering in his name. But he's given us promises about our finances. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Not some of it, but all of it. He says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Hallelujah. You can read that in Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. The Bible tells us to give, and it shall be given to us. Hallelujah. Good measure, and pressed down, and shaken together, and running over. He said he will cause men to give unto your bosom. That's a promise. Have you put God through the test? Hallelujah. And here's another one in Malachi 3:10. He asked us, he said, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, saith the Lord of hosts. God is saying this. This is his promise. He says, and don't you see that I will not open you the windows of heaven, didn't say one window, but he said windows, that many windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Praise God. Lord, pour me out that kind of blessing. I don't know if you could say the same thing, because I look around, I said, God, I got plenty of room. He says, I will pour it out so that you don't even have a room enough to receive it. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Say, pour it out on me, Lord. Pour it out on those blessings. But the word of God, here's one more promise. He said, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And as you know, that's Philippians 4:19. Let's talk about God. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying this few moments. I have an opportunity to talk about God. He said that, and you shall seek me, and you will find me, the word of God says, when you search for me with your whole heart. Hallelujah. We can know him. He wants us to know him. Hallelujah. He wants us to have that relationship. Hallelujah. He wants us to depend upon him. Praise God. Listen, as in my closing, I want you to know, just think about him. Think about how good he is. How big is God? Bigger than creation. Bigger than the universe. Hallelujah. Big enough to handle whatever you and I go through. Praise God. So don't let the enemy tell you that God doesn't care about you, or he's not concerned about your problems or things that concern you. But our God cares. The Bible says we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was tempted in every way just like us, yet without sin. So trust in the Lord. Put all your trust and dependence upon him. Trust in him. Even when you don't see a way, trust God for whatever you need. Believe and you shall receive, the scripture says. Give God all the praise, all the honor that's due his name. God will bring you out. Hold on. Help is on the way. Praise God. We have had a blessed time talking about God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when people approach you, and sometimes, you know, you might say good morning or whatever, good afternoon, and they'll say, well, what good is it? Then you can just say to him, wait a minute. Let me tell you about God. Let's talk about God. So thank you so much for listening to this word. I pray this word took some root in your heart, that you will, next time and any time that you feel a low or despondent, whatever, start talking about God. Start meditating on him. Start singing a song or a hymn in your heart to him. I guarantee you, he will lift you up. He will give you power, as the scripture says, and he will renew your strength. Amen. So I praise God for this. And at this time, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on your behalf, everybody that's on this line. And I may not know every single one who's on this line and all the details of your prayer request, but God knows, because see, remember, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Hallelujah. He's all-powerful. He knows exactly what we have need of. And I, not only for you that are on the prayer line, we want to pray for your needs of your family, your household, the things that are going on in this world, for the many bereaved families, for the many disparities that's going on, for the many inequalities that's existing in the world today. We want to pray from the White House all down to your house. We believe God. So at this time, I'm going to ask that our own pastor, Pastor Ollie Bolden, would just lead us in a word of prayer. And you just believe God. Stand on the word of God, and we believe God. Join your faith with Pastor right now. Amen.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do, God, as we come together in prayer right now, God. You said where there's two or three touching and agreeing, in your name, you in the midst to bless the needed one. God, we're so thankful that you allow us to come to the throne room of grace one more time. God, I thank you that you are our Father. We can call upon you. You care about your children. And, Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're concerned about all of our needs.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you say you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You said, call upon me and see will I not do great and mighty things for you. So, God, we come on behalf of everybody that's on this line tonight, God, and not only on this line, but, God, those that have call-in prayer requests and those that said pray for me and pray with me, and, God, those that are suffering, those that are going through, those that are suffering with cancer and diabetes and all of the diseases that they're suffering with, God, we come on the behalf of these people, Lord. God, you said that you care about us, and Lord, we want you to just help each one of them, Lord. Some are going through a hard struggle right now, but God, they're going through a midnight experience, but God, you are able. You said weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. So God, we just thank you for it right now, and then ask you to just lay your nail scar hands upon each person that is sick in their body, those that are going through, those that need jobs, whatever the need is, God. You said you will supply our every need. So God, we stand upon your promises tonight. We stand upon your word tonight. Your word cannot fail. In Numbers 23 and 19, you said you're not a man that you shall lie, neither are you the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. And if you've spoken it, you will bring it to pass. You said that whatever we ask you, you said believe that we have it and we shall have them. So God, right now, we are praying by faith. We are not just asking and don't believe it. We are not like the waves of the sea, like the book of James said. Sometime we in and sometime we out, sometime we up and sometime we down. But God, we're standing on your word. God, we're standing right now on the promises of God because you said so. And God, because you said so, regardless of how our bodies feel, your word said that we are healed. So God, we stand upon the word of God. You said you sent forth your word and you healed them. So God, I ask you right now to send your word, as Lady B have preached the word, talking about the power of the living God. Oh God, send forth that word right now into the hearts of your people. Everybody that is listening by radio, listen right now to our voice, God. I pray that you send your word and touch them right now, right where they are. God, I'm not asking to send you, I'm asking you to send your word, because your word can set free. Your word will make whole, and we thank you for your word will deliver. Your word will set free. So we stand on your word, Lord. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So, oh God, send your word. Send your word. Bring deliverance to your people. Bring deliverance to that person that is going through cancer. Send your word, Lord, and bring deliverance to that person that feel that nobody care about them. They feel all alone. But God, send your word and comfort them and strengthen them and lift them up. In the name of Jesus, send your word, Lord. Send your word. Send your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way tonight as we pray tonight. God, you're right here. You're right there where they are. And God, we thank you, God, because our believe in prayer. I believe that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. I believe, God, you told us to pray, and prayer changes things. And God, I realize that not only prayer changes things, but prayer changes people. So, oh God, I ask you to change us and make us what we need to be, God, in the name of Jesus, and help us to walk in the newness of life, and help us, God, to stand firm on the word of God. And God has said, for God I will live, and for God I'll die. Oh God, I want you to hear our prayer tonight. Hear our prayer tonight, Lord. Minister to your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I know the devil come trying to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus, you said I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Give life tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let that life be abundant life, plenty of life. Oh, God, not just going through crumbling and complaining, but God going through saying, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Move by your spirit tonight as we pray, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in their lives. Move by your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up, bow down, head, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, you said in the word of God that the earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness of all belongs to him. So, God, every need that's in represented on this line, we ask you to meet it in the name of Jesus. God, give that person the job that they need, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the finance of the people, Lord, and God, give them what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we glorify you, and we worship you, and we pray for the dream team, Lord. Miss Caroline, God, we ask you to continue to bless it, Lord. As Lady B preached the word, continue to bless her in the name of Jesus. As people call in, continue to bless them in the name of Jesus. Don't let them call in for nothing, but when they get off the line, let them say, the Lord is in this place, and I know he is. Glory to God. Move, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we glorify you. We worship you. We honor you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the answer to our prayer. I thank you for the answer to our prayer. I thank you for the answer to our prayer. I thank you for the answer to our prayer. I thank you for the answer to our prayer. Why don't you lift your hand and say, I thank you for the answer to my prayer. I thank you for victory. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. Why don't you lift your hand and praise him right now? I thank you for it, Lord. I glorify you. Don't let the devil keep you down. Lift your head up, oh, you gates, and ever be lifted up, and let the King of glory come in. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. We honor you for it, and we glorify you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. The victory is ours. The victory is ours. Somebody shout, say, the victory is mine. The victory is mine. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Thank you, Pastor. What an awesome prayer. I know you felt that prayer because you know what? I felt that prayer here. Hallelujah. As we touch and we agree in the word of God. Hallelujah. So I thank you again for being on this prayer line. Give God the praise. If any good thing happened, that means you got to give it to God. God, he has given him the praise that's due his name. So, oh, hallelujah, I'm excited. I'm telling you what, I was already excited when I got on the line, and I'm even more excited, and I know you have to be too. Glory to God. So I tell you what, when you think about this, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. So until next week, and I say to you, rejoice in the Lord. Continue to rejoice. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Hallelujah. Don't look down. Look up. Hallelujah. And continue to talk about God. Let's talk about God. Praise the Lord for you tonight. And as we get off this line, continue to pray. Stay in that same Holy Spirit and bless somebody else. Invite someone next week to join you on the line. Hallelujah. And praise God for the victory. This is Lady B saying thank you and I love you, but Jesus loves you more. God bless you. Be blessed. Amen.